Well, Brendan, obviously very disappointing to lose that game when you look like, especially with that fumble recovery near the end, like you had it in hand.
Yeah, you know, even regardless of the football, of who the possession went to, we had him pinned deep, and defense has to get it done in that situation. So that's just the way the ball bounces, but defense has to get it done. We had him right where we wanted him. Late in the game, ball's pinned deep. They need 8 points, our defense versus them. Their quarterback's out of the game. We have every advantage, and we just need to get it done.
Yeah, it looked like they kept throwing that throw over the middle, like they had a short guy and a deep guy, and the linebacker would come up and they'd throw it right over his head.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the film. I was out there covering my guy, so I don't know what happened, but we'll get back on tomorrow. We'll watch the film. We'll make the adjustments and the corrections, and I felt like this before. We've had these feelings before, and it doesn't feel good, but it was in January, so we still got a few games left, and I'd rather have this feeling now and then go on our run, so it's a good time to feel like this.
Has any been talking here that the fact that both Cincinnati and Pittsburgh lost makes it maybe a little bit easier to take?
I mean, either way, we're still in control of our own destiny. You still got to go out there and win football games regardless of what everybody else does. At the end of the day, you got to win. That's why we're here.
On the touchdown that Garcon caught in, it looked like there was some confusion in coverage because he was left alone on that. Was that a man or was that a zone type run?
Yeah, once again, I don't know. I was covering my guy, so we got to go on Monday, watch the film, and see what happened. And like I said earlier, rather feel like this now than feel like this in January or February.
The 2-point conversion, the quarterback draw, was there any thought of that play going into it, or what were you anticipating defensively?
Well, initially, you know, we called one play, and then we went back and we switched it up, but it was just a good call on them. You don't think that the backup quarterback's going to run a draw, you know, a quarterback draw. So definitely just a good call on
them. Yeah, he wasn't the runner. The other guy was supposed to be the guy that was running it, right?
Right. You know, you got to give Coach Shanahan credit for calling that play. It was a gutsy call, and it worked out for him.
Now, what about RG3? What was your impressions of him?
Oh, I mean, he's a great quarterback. He throws on the run. He runs the ball good. But we did our mission today, and that was to hit him. And we hit him in the rest of the NFC East, they'll thank us for what we did to them.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, what did you make it? Because the first two series, they went up and down the field like it was going to be a track meet. But you guys, did you do adjust, or was it like, you were so concentrated and you weren't really playing enough aggressive football, and you got back to just playing football?
Yeah, you know, we were out there just watching, you know, playing a little bit timid in the first half. Then we got a beat on their offense and eventually snuffed it out. But it was like being back in high school again, running that option. I didn't really see that in college, but it was a fun football game. It was a great football game to play in, and unfortunately, we just came up a little bit short.
Were you out there on the punt return?
Yeah, I was. I was out there the whole game. I was on every name play.
That's what I thought you were. I mean, it seemed like every special team, everything else.
Yeah.
Could you tell what I know? Cox got hit right in the back on that play. Morgan.
Yeah.
Did.
Once again, I don't know what happened. I was running down in coverage, and halfway down coverage, one of my guys cut across me and kicked dirt in my face, and I was pretty much blinded the whole play, so I didn't see any of it. Punt team's been reliable all year, and we got to come up, you know, and make plays when it's time to make plays and pin them deep and keep them deep, and we didn't get it done. So this was a full team loss today, offense, defense, special teams. You can't just blame one side or one person. Everybody's just going to have to look in the mirror and come back on Monday and get ready for next week. We've got a huge game next week, and everything's in our own hands, you know, playing Denver. So it's a good time to feel like this. You know, like I said, the timing is perfect, and we should be coming back with a vengeance next week.
Well, how tough will that be, though, when you got two tough losses in a row at the end of the game, and then you got to come back and play two Mannings in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, you got to win football games. Early, you know, we snuck away a couple wins, whether it was the Cowboys or you look at some other games. We had a tough game against Kansas City, and we snuck out the win. So, you know, at the end of the day, the ball bounces the way it does, and our record is, 9-4, and that's what it should be. And we'll come back next week and try to get number 10.
All right, Brendan, thanks a lot. Okay.